Remembrance Sunday, to remember those whose lives were given for the safety and security and the peace of our nation and our world. As we begin this service, just before we start, I just think it's appropriate to say we are actually in a time of anxiety at the moment here in South Yorkshire because of the floods. And some of you will have heard the name Annie Hall mentioned yesterday, who sadly was died in Derbyshire, her former high sheriff. Her name gets mentioned, but many people's names don't get mentioned, as we know from the war. So let's just spend a moment in quiet, in silence, remembering before God those whose memories we treasure today and those whose names are known only to God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So welcome to this service. With the order of service follows our sheet, which you should have in front of you. When we move up to the clock tower, there will be a second sheet that you will be given when you're up there, which has the words that we use up there and the hymn that we sing there. So please make sure you've got that so that you can all join in with singing the hymn and the responses. Some words from Scripture. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Let us stand to sing our first hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer, as the flags and standards are brought forward.
Thank you.
We meet in the presence of God. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may live together in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who, in bereavement, disability, and pain, continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away. Do please be seated for our reading from the Bible. And a reading from the Gospel of St. John. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I've called you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. We often have these words on Remembrance Day as we come and we remember and we look back. A number of our soldiers were given a little Bible, and you can still get the little small Bibles. They're about a sixth of the size of this booklet, just a small booklet that they would wear. And a number of soldiers' lives were saved because of those bullets that might have hit the heart, but the little book was by their heart, and so it kind of deflected them. And I know a number of you have probably got those little books that your family or friends have left for you. You can still get them today if you want to have a copy. And if you want to, I haven't got the website with me, but I can let you have that. But John's Gospel was the little gospel that they had, and they held it close to the heart. And it's something important for us to remember, those words particularly. Love one another as I have loved you. Love one another. And that's what we're called to do. He goes on to say, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Today our world is very self-centred. It's me-centred. We want it our way. It's all about what I want at the expense of other people around us. There's even, we've got I forget who sings it now, I did it my way, which we have sometimes at funerals. Yes, it's good to do some things our way, but actually for the good of the world and the good of our neighbourhood, we should do it for the benefit of others. So today, as we remember those who are continuing to serve our country, those in our armed forces, as well as those who are in the emergency services, because today we remember those emergency services and those who work with them for the benefit of people. I realise I've got people behind me, and perhaps you can't see, but the microphone's going the other way. I hope you can hear. But we're all here for each other, aren't we? Looking after each other and caring for others. How many of you have offered hospitality over the last few days to friends or neighbours? Friendship to them, perhaps, by a phone call to see how they are. We were suffering here in this area on Thursday, and 9-0 meetings were cancelled and postponed because of the water. And today, the water is still around, and it is in Doncaster area, that in South Yorkshire, that we are seeing the greater floods. So we continue to pray for those who look after each other, to look after us for the benefit of others. But we might think these are dangerous times in our area, but for others across the world, war continues to divide nations and people. So we pray for places of safety, safe places to live, for those who have been moved out of areas Those who have been displaced in the last few days into places of refuge and safety are lucky. Some people have to move away from home, leaving valuables behind because they are persecuted, they are being oppressed. So we seek peace in our world. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends, rather than doing it my way. Jesus in John's Gospel continues to say, "You did not choose me, but I chose you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." What is the legacy that we will leave behind? What is the legacy that you want to leave behind for your family and for your friends? What about our community? What legacy do we want to leave this world as a community? And what legacy does Great Britain or the European Union want to show to the rest of the world? A place of love and safety. What we do leaves a mark. We can leave a mark in our homes and in our families, in our workplaces and in our communities. We can do that now for the future. What we do today affects not only just ourselves, but those around us, for future generations. So we pray for peace in our community and our nation. So without wanting to speak politics particularly, we have a duty for the rest of our own lives and the lives of those who follow us. We have an election coming up. Vote wisely. Don't put your own personal vendettas about what you think about a particular politician affect your vote. We need our country to be a place of safety and security. Because if we don't, we are not leaving our next generations a secure and stable future. We are thinking about the war today. We're remembering that 100 years ago was the first anniversary of the 2 minute silence. Last year we remembered 100 years since the end of the First World War. Today we're remembering 75 years since World War II began. And no doubt we'll be having celebrations. I know there's one coming up in May as, not celebration perhaps, that's the wrong word, but we will be having a memory on May the 8th as we remember VE Day, 75 years. That's right, isn't it? 75 years? Thank you. Just double-checking my dates for the end of the war, and we just remember that. But it's also 30 years since a Berlin Wall came down, the wall that divided East and West Germany. The wall came down for peace, to bring peace to a country. That peace is still fragile in that country. I've just spent a week in Germany, and that was obviously something that was talked about. And we were in Berlin a couple of years ago and saw the wall, and the memories are still there. We do not want to leave our country with that kind of barrier. So let's just be quiet for a moment as we reflect on how we ourselves will love one another as Christ has loved us. "Love one another as I have loved you," said Jesus to his disciples. So we're going to stand again to sing our next hymn on the sheet. We're going to sing "Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us." And during this hymn, the collection will be taken.
Thank you.
Do please be seated. A little prayer for our gifts that have been received now before we pray together. Lord God, we thank you for the gifts that have been provided today for the work of the Royal British Legion. May they be used wisely in service of others. Amen. And as we pray together, there are some responses on our sheet. And when I say, may God give peace, the response is, God give peace. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace. May God give peace. God give peace. For the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. May God give peace. God give peace. For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss, may God give peace. God give peace. For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family and friends and all who pray for their safe return, may God give peace. God give peace. For civilian men, women, children whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity, may God give peace. God give peace. For peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free, may God give peace. God give peace. For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search of reconciliation and peace, may God give peace. God give peace. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we treasure and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future. For you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. And we join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We're going to stand again to sing the hymn, O God of Our Salvation. You'll know the tune. You may not know the words so well, but you will know the tune, I hope. And during this, the standard bearers will come forward to the standards and flags will be retrieved by the standard bearers. we remain standing for our act of commitment. There are some responses if you've not got an order of service, just with the words "we will" on a few occasions, and then we will join together with the Lord's, with the national anthem after the blessing. Let us commit ourselves to responsible living and faithful service. Will you strive for all that makes for peace?
We will.
Will you seek to heal the wounds of war?
We will.
Will you work for a just future for all humanity?
We will.
Merciful God, we offer to you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people and live lives of justice, courage, and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer. Amen. And a final blessing for us all here today. God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord. And to us and all God's servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen.